Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Bubba. Don't forget it's holiday season. And if you don't know what to get for a gift or a stocking stuffer, well, today's sponsor, Manscaped, has all the tools to guarantee you that you win this year's stocking stuffer and or white elephant competition. Manscaped is the leader in men's below-the-waist grooming, and they've served over 4 million men worldwide. That's like 8 million balls, if my math is correct. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with the promo code Bubba. You know, Manscaped's best-selling product should be at the top of every man's wish list for this Christmas, and that's the Performance Package 4.0. Inside of that bad boy performance package, you're going to get the Lawnmower Body Trimmer. As a matter of fact, I shaved my chest and arms and my pubes today with it. It's the best trimmer on the market for your balls, your butt, your body, and the weed whacker for your ears and your nose. You got to keep up on that or you're going to look old, buddy. And let's not forget their famous liquid formulations. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner to maximize your ball hygiene routine. Keeping your balls fresh, fellas, is important. You never know when you're going to get some, spur-of-the-moment action on those bad boys. Whether this is for your partner, your dad, your brother, your friend, get them something that they're actually going to use, and you might get a laugh or two out of it as well. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com with promo code Bubba. Be the ballsiest gift giver this year with Manscaped. Okay, we're live. Now we are with the mics on. Hey, everybody. How you doing? No music. Bubba the Love Sponge here.
Hey.
I don't even think I can play news articles.
Oh, no.
Because they're so fucking ratcheted down over here on the deal.
Yeah, they are.
They're ratcheted the fuck down. That's one of the reasons I can't full blown.
Bunch of ratchet fuckers.
Yeah, like, I'd like to maybe, you know, we're exclusively pretty much on Twitch. We'd come over here, do some business over here a little bit more. But fuck, they ratchet it right on down to zero. I'm not even on Facebook right now. Are you on it, Lummy?
I am loading it up now.
There's 66 people on
Blitz,
YouTube.
Blitz, can I
right
tell
now.
You something?
What's that?
I think.
You lost your ladies?
Who?
What?
The ladies on Facebook?
Oh, no, I'm not going. I mean, I'm not. I'm just signing on Facebook right now. But I do have a Facebook conspiracy theory.
Oh, yes. Oh, no. What is it? Please share.
I'm going to. Once I can get my.
96 people on Facebook.
Hold on here. I'm trying to find my shit on Facebook here.
Yep, there we go. Woo.
Now it's building.
God damn it.
Are you, what do you want, Dr. Dan?
Johnny on Facebook.
Are you on Facebook? Let me see here. I don't want the photos section. I want the fucking
Trevor Wilson.
How do I not sign on to my own Facebook? Hold on here. Bubba the Love Sponge, public figure. I should be there live. There we go. Blitz, so yep. I put up on my Facebook, I think I can broadcast, can I broadcast my Facebook on the YouTube, or I don't even fucking know.
Yeah, as long as it's, nothing objectionable.
So, I put together this little montage, and you can, Blitz, here we go. I put together, because I like to lay in bed, and sometimes, Blitz, I'll get a hair up my ass, and I'll throw together like a little montage video, whether
okay.
It's like Akira, or something like that we could potentially use on Instagram and TikTok. Have you seen how well Tyler's girl is doing with TikTok?
I don't use TikTok.
She's got us up to 1,500, Lummy.
Nice.
Woo, nice.
She's getting like 100 or 200 a day
nice.
On the shit she's doing on our TikTok. Our TikTok is the_Bubba_Army. So, Blitz, I put together this Merry Christmas. This was from June of 2020 when Deion Sanders invited me to watch a private QB session. And Lummy, I tagged, I tagged the right people, TB12 and Tom Brady, did for Deion Sanders, tagged him, Sun Shador. This was Such an unbelievable experience. Thank you, Prime. Ain't no Prime like the one I got, which is what him and I say. Please follow me on Facebook, and I'd love to see your comments. Then I hashtag Bubba Army, Tom Brady, Deion Sanders, the GOAT, Shador Sanders, and Merry Christmas. And Blitz, like, normal videos of Lummy, you know, talking to the GOATs. We do about 1,000 a day views on Facebook if you look at the back end.
Right.
Just on any, like, even like the old, shit. Like,
just anything you post, any videos.
Yeah. Any video I post, like, comes out of the box with about 1,000, you know, 1,000. So I'm thinking, man, this one's going to blow the fuck up, because wait till you see how good this is. Hold on here. Well, I don't think there's any volume to it. Yeah. So, but I made this little, video montage. Hold on. And Blitz, I pinned it at the top and everything, right? So okay. Here's a video that I made. I put all this together. And I'm thinking, you know, Tom Brady, Deion Sanders, there's the big 50-yard fucking teardrop bomb. Boop. And again, Lummy, this is pretty exclusive footage.
Well, like, there are what, 5 people there? 6 people?
Yeah, there's 7 people in the whole world that saw this. This is when him and Shador were doing, like, position drills. Like, I put that in there as a still. And then
they're holding themselves exactly the same way.
Yeah,
look
exactly.
At it. He's doing exactly the right thing.
But again, like, this is some real exclusive shit. Right?
Yeah.
All right. So then this is Tom Brady and Shador walking off the field. Deion's walking off the field. Here's Tom Brady throwing like a little out pattern to Deion. Here's another one.
I'm older than both of you.
Now this is Alex, Tom Brady's personal trainer. And this is Deion. And we're talking about how I'm older than both of you.
Heather Wiz, 1,000 stars.
54. I got you beat. Yeah, but you look good as hell, cuz.
So that just, you know, like, Alex, Tom Brady's personal Zen guy, knows right. Who I am. He even said, how old are you, Bubba? Like, right here, look. Like, he even addresses me like he knows me. Watch.
I'm older than both of you.
How old are you, Bubba?
54.
So he's talking to me like we're boys.
Mm-hmm.
So that shows that I'm boys, right? I'm boys.
Yeah, but you look good as hell, cuz.
You know, I think Deion misses. No, and look at that. This is Tom fucking Brady throwing these passes.
Woo!
Deion misses this one.
Oh.
Now look at this footage. Goat to goat. Boom.
Oh, I thought that was me out there for a second.
You did?
Yeah, I didn't know that was Tom Brady.
Now look at this. So it shows Tom Brady overseeing, you know, showing him instructions and shit.
Now you're back in that same position you started.
Now, see, Lummy, I found this. We never put this up, but this is Tom Brady coaching up.
Oh.
Listen to how exclusive this is. This is Tom Brady coaching up.
Now you're back in that same position you started. Good. If I'm going to step to throw left, and I'm here, right, the only thing I'm going to do is look at my head, body, everything is going to be.
See, Tom, I mean, Dan,
yeah,
isn't that cool
stuff.
As fuck?
Yeah.
Like, that's. Is Dan still here?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm watching. I'm just watching intently.
He
steps to the left to open up the view. I mean, it's
like, but it's behind
it's,
the
it's
scenes.
It's deliberate. You don't realize he's doing it, and you know it's.
But I'm talking about the rare and the exclusivity of the footage.
Right.
Fuck what he's doing.
But
I'm talking
no,
like nobody's got this shit.
No one.
Here we go.
No one.
Fucking seagulls are fucking in the background. Fucking yeah. Shit up.
Look to you.
That'd have been a good video of pooping on Tom Brady.
Boom. And Shador just signed with Tom Brady like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
to his
exactly,
new company.
Exactly. Now this is them, you know, doing some this, by the way, a blitz. This is before Deion said, Sponge, get off the bench, get it down here.
Mm-hmm.
I was at first I started on the bench because I didn't want to I felt as if I don't need to be out there. I'm gonna get in the way. Well, once Deion said Sponge, I figured, well, fuck it. I might as well roll.
Tom Brady's like, who's the mark with the camera?
Yeah, who's the fat mark? And by the way, then it shows me catching a pass. Remember when I caught my pass?
Yeah.
I marked out to myself. Tom Brady didn't mark out so much. I think this might be a seagull breeding facility or something because they go fucking crazy. Hear them?
Yeah.
It's not like not real close to the water either.
No, not really. Probably close to some dump or some bullshit. All I can hear is fucking seagulls fucking. All right, hold on. This is a little long. I should have edited this out a little bit. I need to fucking, no wonder people watch this shit. It's been boring. All right, here we go. Here's Tom Brady's dog. What fucking seagulls, man? I think there's one loudmouth seagull.
You know, like, dude, this Tom Brady is down here, man. Come over and check it out. Come to Berkeley.
The seagulls are saying, hey, fucking Tom Brady's over here, bitch. Just don't shit on an average guy's
TV
car.
TV 12, guys.
Shit on, Tom Brady's Raptor, please. So it shows him, and Tom Brady was, like, running grass drills with him and everything. And then, hold on. There's another one of the, you got to throw that. I mean, I only have a certain amount of footage. You got to go back to the.
Right.
You got to go back and re-urge. Here we go. This is, oh, yeah.
Millimeter film.
This is Bubba Gronkowski, buddy. Watch this form over the shoulder, too, bitches.
That's a good catch.
And I zoinked myself.
There you go, Brady.
And watch this. Now listen to this coaching up.
Go on, big old 500 stars. Coach each other up.
Good.
So who's the guy behind him in the black shirt?
Guy that usually runs tape for him, but Tom needed a guy to hold his hips when he was coaching him up on this drill. Back shoulder. Yeah, she said, God damn, it looks good, but I cut out the G-O-D because I didn't want to, like, I'm like, blitz. Next thing I know, somebody religious and something to Tom Brady is saying, you're saying the Lord's name in vain. Next thing you know, Hurts pulls the fucking deal, and it's all because of my fucking video. So I edited it, blitz, to say, just damn. Listen. Really, he said GD. Listen. And it sounded like you just said dang.
Yeah.
Dang, it looked good.
Good editing.
Oh, dog, $10 cash.
Boom. That's awesome.
All right, so Blitz, I know you're going to think I'm full-blown crazy. I think I got somebody shadow banned me.
Okay.
One of these fucking trolls did something to this video because it shit the bed. It's got 2 shares and like 1 comment. It's been up for almost a week.
What? And,
yeah. Like it
doesn't make any sense.
No, it, for real. Like it completely shit the bed. And I'm like even like... I even said, please follow my Facebook, and I'd love to see your comments. Share this, cuz. And it's the worst performing video I've ever put up.
Try it again. Take it down.
You sure you put it like on the actual real Facebook page and all that?
Yeah.
All right, I'm just asking. I mean, because that's unheard of.
Yeah.
I mean,
like, if you just go to Bubba the Love Sponge Show Facebook.
Yeah, it's there.
It'll be it's the pinned. And not only that, Blitz, but I've pinned it up to be the very top. And it's the worst performing. Like, I've been looking at it, like, the first day it got, like, 150 views. I'm like, what the fuck? Maybe, okay, maybe because it's Christmas. So then, and there's no Christmas shit in there. So I put hashtag Merry Christmas shit.
Okay, yeah,
next day it got, like, 80 views, 2 comments.
Doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any fucking sense. Yeah. So
there's
Blitz,
one comment from 4 days ago.
Pull it and repost it.
Well, no, I mean... Okay, but...
Like, well, you'll lose your 200 views?
No, I'm not worried about that. It's like at 1,200 views now, but like what I thought was going to be just apps, not viral, but...
Popular.
Yeah, I mean, like, I can put up... I can literally put up Decap waddling his fat ass out of the building.
So the funny...
And it'll get 4,200 fucking views.
When I searched it, that was the first thing that came up was the Decap video.
Right. So, like, that kind of proves my point, Blitz... And the fact that I think somebody fucked with me, because, Blitz, would you not agree that people can do that? They can somehow manipulate your shit so that it's not on an algorithm that gets suggested on the bullshit and you get fucking buried down to zero?
Yeah, I mean, there is, yeah. And, like a typical person can't do that, but Facebook can.
Well, yeah, so like... Well, I don't know that a typical person can't do that. You're going to try to tell me that in the dark web circles you fucking circulate around that you couldn't find a guy that knew a guy that knew a guy that could put a fucking hex on a somebody's guy?
I mean, if you know someone within Facebook, then yeah, you could do that. But the typical person can't.
Oh, bullshit. you could go there and go.
Something stinks, Bubba.
You know, Bubba, the fucking typical Joe can do that, and they put the hex on you.
No, but Blitz, like, fucking assholes. Don't you think there's some kind of fuckery going on here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it should have way more views and stuff.
Especially tagged with Tom Brady.
I mean, especially, I tagged it all. I'm like, man, I'm going to do this one right.
You know, the funny thing is, so that might be the issue. Is somehow those guys might pay Facebook for their shit, and people that tag them, you know, it
oh, it stops it from going, like, out?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, so let's go like this, then. Let's go and edit Willie. Manage post. Would that be, like, edit?
It should be.
Or view edit history?
It should be just manage post.
Okay, manage post. And if I go in here and take that out. Oh, it's going into all this bullshit. Okay, I can guess I can probably edit it from here, right? Edit post, boom. All right, so Blitz, I'm going to take out TB12 and Tom Brady as a post and just put left.
Hashtag?
No, just with. Just or should I put hashtag?
Hashtag, I don't think they control. I think they only control the @.
Okay, and then I'll take Deion Sanders' link down,
mm-hmm.
and we'll just go with hashtag Deion Sanders, right?
Yeah.
You already do have the hashtag Deion Sanders on the post itself, by the way.
Oh, and Deion. And Tom.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Did four F... Oh, motherfucker. F-O... Deion... Sanderson Shadora. All right, so boom. So Blitz, I took out the @. Save it.
Okay.
Now, do they have an option to repost it? Edit post, turn off trans, embed, edit date, blah, blah, blah. All right, so
refresh it.
Refresh. Bam. Well, I'll just go to my Facebook page. Right there, I'm a creator. So let me refresh that, Bubba Army, and see, it should come up. Yep, and I took the @ out.
Yep.
So I mean, I know this ain't very compelling and shit, but I've been tore up about this. I'm like, I don't know if I should talk about this on the air or not, but somebody's fucking with me.
I think so. Doesn't make any sense, Bubba.
It doesn't.
And every time you thought someone was fucking with you for the last 23 years that I've known you, you've been 100% right.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Every time, dude. Everyone thinks you're crazy at first, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, he's really right.
You wouldn't believe how many, like, I'm talking about, like, the Stephen Diakos, Kevin Hazlett, Tom Beans, you know, like, people that are in really embedded into my life that really know, like are the guys that end up, you know, dealing with my shitstorm. Those people. Right, you know, and, you know, in no certain order, Dan, it would be Tom Bean, you know, Steve Diaco, Kevin Hazlett, you know, those are the
Russ.
Motherfuckers. Russ, absolutely. You know, those are the motherfuckers that sprinkle in a J, put you in there.
Ed Kelly, 1,200 stars.
Like, motherfuckers that when I'm in, you know, when I'm getting sued federally, they're gathering their fucking circle in the wagons around seeing how we're going to fix this shit.
Right.
Or what we got to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's been many a time I've told that inner circle of, I guess at the end of the day, you know, Dan, what you'd almost call my management team, so to speak, right?
Sure.
People that are very much in tune with my business, people that are very much in tune with my life and the things I've been involved in, the things that, and there's been times on a few of these where I've said, right out of the hole, well, I'm just telling you right now, here's how this is fucking working. This person is fucking with me on this, then, and this, and this, and then that, and then that, and then that over there, fucking flips into that over there. And they're like, literally, these people who are the fucking loves of my life, Bubba is just being Bubba, and he's trying to fucking blame others for his bad behavior. The bottom line is, he's his worst fucking enemy, and that's not how it went down. Fucking 6 months later. I hate to say it, but Bubba was right.
Again. Every time
there
you've been right,
no
Bubba.
There is no fucking way I would have ever thought that would ever go down like that. I thought he was just Bubba being Bubba.
You've been right every time.
Every fucking time.
Every fucking time.
And you wouldn't believe how bad I get fucked with.
I know. I believe it. And I've watched it. I've witnessed it for 20 years. It's unbelievable.
And Blitz, how unfair.
The only two people that I know of for the last 20 years that have had the most unfair public coverage and public sort of conversation about is you and Trump.
Right.
You guys both got fucked from day one.
I mean, people should be in prison.
Yeah.
From what they've done to me.
Yeah. People should be in prison for what they did to Trump as well. All that bullshit
but
with the fake Russian shit.
They put us in prison.
Right.
They put us in prison.
Right.
Pricks. I just lost another situation.
Oh, no.
Come on.
No, I'm not getting into, and I don't want to get into it. But, okay. You know, I had another, you know, advertising situation that I got pulled. I was all set to go. And be the spokesperson for a pretty large company. And, you know, it goes down the line and somebody says, oh, you know, fuck, Google him. And they Googled me. And so I'm telling the guy, when you Google me, does it show the $1.5 million that I've given to fallen police officers' wives? Does it show the fact that they were like, this is very conservative company. I'm like, you know, I have fucking Roger Stone. But like, they think that I'm this liberal, you know, fucking monster. And I'm like, it doesn't show that one. And literally the research that this company did was Google me. The people that make the decisions decided to go with me. And then it just got, we went one rung up. That never, ever, the next rung up never goes against the people that recommended me, ever. And the one rung up fucking Googles me and says, no, based on, and the only research they did was Google me.
Which isn't fair.
Which, like, I guess if you Google me, what's the very first fucking thing that comes up?
Your Wikipedia.
If you just Google me.
Technically, Bubba Army comes up and then the Wikipedia. That's Bing, too.
Well, if mine goes the Bubba Army and then right to Wikipedia.
Yeah.
And then when you go to Wikipedia, it doesn't say fucking, you know, dad of the year or fucking good God that goes to church or, you know, saved a family of four. Talks about the stuff. Actually, if you read my Wikipedia, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, you used to coach football at your former high school.
Then it gets into lawsuits.
Oh.
Blitz, I mean, that's what fucks me are of these course. Lawsuits. Because everybody's like, oh, we're going to get sued. Motherfucker, there wasn't a one of them that I was found guilty of, and the one settled. Like, lawsuits, Hulk Hogan sex tape, boom. That's what gets me fucking canceled right there. And the Hulk Hogan sex tape, yes, I had something to do with it. I obviously let it happen to my wife and my surveillance system.
Yeah, you were in your office, brother.
Caught it. And I didn't destroy the tape. That's what I'm guilty of in the purest form by the worst thing that can be pinned on me. Like not giving me a break. Like just trying to throw the fucking book at me. Here's what I'm guilty at. Like let's say, Dan, you know, you fucking hated me, but you're going to be honest about what I really did. Okay? But you fucking hated me, so you're not going to give me a break. Here's right. What I did. I let my best friend fuck my wife. And my video surveillance system got it, and I didn't destroy the tape. That's it. I didn't fucking steal it. I didn't distribute it. I didn't extort anybody for it. I didn't try to charge Hogan $1 million for it in a shady-ass hotel room that the FBI did as part of a sting, but because Bubba the Love Sponge was the victim, we can't file charges because, God forbid, I ever get any fucking justice around here. Right? Let's not forget about this one right here. I'm found not guilty by a jury of my peers. That's by every fucking sense of the judicial system, when you are found not guilty, within our fucking judicial system, doesn't that mean you're innocent?
You're presumed innocent, yes.
Don't they say to you, you have the right to remain silent, everything you can will be used against you in a court of law, and you are innocent till proven guilty?
They don't say that to you in the Miranda, but that is the fact.
I know cops, when they're getting ready to show some guy who fucking just took a gun and robbed a convenience store, that they still say all suspects are innocent till proven guilty.
Right. That's what they say on the cop show.
Mm-hmm. That's what they say on cops. So, I mean, isn't our whole judicial system predicated on innocent till proven guilty?
Yes, it is.
Every fucking thing starts and stops with that.
Right.
Unless you're me and you're found not guilty by a jury of your peers. And we're going to play words. How many other times? And technically he is playing wordsmith's games here. So technically he's kind of right, but it's the ultimate fuck you. But how many other times in his 18-year state prosecutor role did he utter those words?
Never. Right? And how many times was he called to be a witness in a civil trial as the state attorney?
Right.
Never.
And so how many times did Mark Ober ever say this to a guy that his judicial system found not guilty?
A crime, correct?
Well, we can get very philosophical if you choose to. The jury verdict says not guilty.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't say innocent.
And if the fucking jury form would have said not guilty / innocent, I think, in fact, they should make that charge. Make that change.
Yeah, that's not actually a bad idea.
That they, because you know what? Then you can't get it shoved back up your fucking ass.
Like they have it, like, was it the UK that has that?
I think
they have an innocent check mark?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Right, correct?
Well, we can get very philosophical if you choose to. The jury verdict says not guilty.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't say innocent.
The jury verdict that your system comes up with? And can you say that for every person that's found not guilty in the 13th Circuit Florida?
I wonder if you could add, because, you know, when you do the jury verdict forms, you know, both the prosecution and the defense work on it together, and they have to agree on it.
It's very subjective. And meaning so, they both have, everybody's got their fucking cook in the stew.
Right. But I wonder if you were really, really, had a really strong position, if you could add that question to the verdict form.
Or make meaning not guilty / innocent, because you
ask another. No, ask it. No. You don't want to do it like that, Bubba, because
I want to try to encompass all. One equals the other.
Ask more than one question. So, you know, is he not guilty? You know, check it. Yes, not guilty. Is he innocent?
No, I don't think. I think that's going to fuck some people up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You're still not guilty.
No, but still, you're also not innocent.
Yeah. Well, but
you're presumed innocent. So what I'm saying is the whole system can't be predicated on innocent until found guilty. If you're going to add that on the jury, it's
I understand that.
Am I right?
Yes, I understand.
So then okay, if we're going to add that to the jury verdict, then we better fucking put that in the rules too. Technically, you can be found not guilty but still not be innocent. Like, I've never heard that saying.
No, but that is the subtlety
that's
of
what
being
Mark
not
Ober's
guilty.
Saying.
Right. I understand. I understand the subtlety of it, and he's actually, you know, objectively on paper accurate, but he forgets.
But it's
to,
a fuck you, is what it is.
A fuck
it's
you.
A fuck you.
It's a fuck you.
And the other thing is, how many other times has he uttered those words to a person found not guilty in his judicial system?
Probably never.
Probably never.
And Bubba, by the way,
publicly,
once you've been charged and tried and found not guilty, now you have that presumption of innocence until found guilty. It's impossible to find you guilty because you can't be tried twice for the same crime.
Double jeopardy.
Right. So you're innocent.
Right. In the most truest form, I am. But you can play word fuck games and talk me and make me look like a bad guy.
Yep.
And
you're permanently innocent.
And so in the absolute throw the book at Bubba form is I let my friend fuck my wife. My videotape service got it. I didn't destroy it, and it was going to be either destroyed or in my.
Safe
in my personal belongings till whenever, until I finally found it and destroyed it. Or maybe perhaps I never destroyed it. Like, it's mine. Who gives a, like, I'm not assuming people are going to steal anything that I own. I mean, I don't lock up my fucking ratchet wrenches because I think somebody's going to break into my fucking toolbox, but I probably should, right?
Yeah. Based on prior
we assume history. That, you know, the stuff we keep in our office and shit like that's not going to get ripped off, but I guess I, you know, joke's on me. So that motherfucker, that guy is the guy that gets the book thrown at him, that guy. Not the guy that met Hulk Hogan in a hotel room with said stolen tape and asked for $1 million that the FBI crashed the door down and fucking handcuffed all parties only to let him go once they found out that Bubba the Love Sponge was the victim. I mean, that's how this shit went down, guys.
It's ridiculous.
And what people don't even fucking really know is I really probably shouldn't be talking too much about this, but...
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The bad guy that brokered the sex tape hired an attorney that used to represent me, who was the former U.S. Mm-hmm. attorney. It's like, shouldn't that be a conflict of interest?
Yeah.
That the guy that represented me, my very first lawyer for the hog trial, Brian Albritton, who was the former U.S. attorney here, who just became able to represent people publicly because you got to sit out 18 months after your term's up. Just became eligible to be a practicing attorney. The bad guy that brokered the sex tape went and hired Brian Albritton. Brian Albritton didn't disqualify himself because I've represented Bubba prior. He wrote a fucking 16-page brief on how much of an uncredible bad guy I am. Hmm. Do you guys know that?
No, I did not know that.
My attorney came up with a bullet point list and said why Bubba the Love Sponge makes for a bad witness. I have the documentation.
I'd like to read that because it's almost libel.
Like, he went through.
If it's inaccurate.
It's accurate.
Oh, then it's not libel.
But it's also very unethical.
I think it's unethical. I think it's scummy.
So it's
not officially a conflict based on the rules of conflict. Because it has to be substantially similar circumstances.
Similar circumstances, criminal charges.
No, I'm facing... not enough.
Wow,
no, wasn't enough.
Isn't that a fuck job?
A judge would not have found it to be a conflict.
Isn't that a fuck job?
I know. I think it's a conflict. You think it's a conflict? I think 9 out of 10 people who were, you know, given this scenario would call it a conflict. But in the legal world, it's not officially a conflict.
Fuck you, Josh Andrew. Another poor me. Let's go, Josh. I'll never let it go. If you got fucked over so bad, Josh, and you almost lost your livelihood.
Dude, you did lose your livelihood. And you just fought for it back.
And you were contemplating killing yourself a few times because you were at the fucking bottom of your barrel because of these chain of events, some which I'm responsible for. I'm never going to let it go, motherfucker. You need to let me go before I let this thing go.
I agree.
I will be obsessed, Dan, as you would be.
Mm-hmm.
It will be my life mission to hold the fucking two or three people that were behind this lie accountable. I just want the public to know how shit went down. I don't want a payday. I'm not looking for any money. I've paved my own new path.
Bubba.
But I want the public to, if you go out and ask 100 people right now in Tampa, hey, whatever happened to Bubba the Love Sponge? Here's what most of them are going to say, what the media has reported. Oh, he let his best friend Hulk Hogan fuck his wife and taped it and tried to sell it.
That or the hog. Those are the only two things I say.
No, but the hog, so.
Old. Yeah,
he killed a fucking hog, and he's a bad guy.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
And so.
Bubba, like, do you ever, I mean, is there a.
It's tough for sometimes for me to even act like I'm fucking having fun or in a good mood because I'm so fucking mad about this.
Did you ever think about going after Calta for this?
Yeah, and it.
It was shot down?
Shot down.
Mm.
And it's just like.
I wasn't involved in that decision.
And more importantly, like, the guy that nobody really knows had a lot to do with this, it's fucking just straight. He's got everything that should be mine. And being the king of Tampa and being, you know, the number one rated personality in town and the best to ever. This guy's rolling around as a fucking dark match, leaked down version, wannabe version of me. And he didn't get it because he's a longtime journeyman or radio guy and paid his dues. This motherfucker literally stole it.
It's almost like Dan Aykroyd in Trading Places with Eddie Murphy.
It really
Dan
is.
Aykroyd's walking around looking at Eddie Murphy, yeah. You know, driving his car in his country club, living right. In his house. Like,
it's
you
Tampa,
mother
it's Tampa's, it's Tampa's version of Trading Places.
Yep.
And it wasn't too void of those two rich. It wasn't a rich guy bet, two white rich guys bet. It was a sex tape.
Winthrop and
Vladimir. Yeah. And it wasn't just, you know, two fucking brothers that had more money than they know what to do with, and they wanted to ruin one guy's life and make the other, you know, in a human experiment. This was brokered with a sex tape with the most, you know, popular man in the world and a shock jock's wife. It's salacious. It very much is. And I'm at the forefront of it. And I'm let me tell you something. I'm not, you know, an innocent victim here. I'm not trying to play the victim role. I'm trying to play the I wish the fuck you knew the other side of the story role. Because it's even more salacious than what I did. And then he was rewarded. He was given the keys to the kingdom. Was he not?
I think that documentary.
That's the only way you took me out.
Is going to be the only way people understand it. If the documentary gets you know, aired and people watch it, it's the only way to understand it, because it's so hard to understand it. Even if you just listen to the show, because you don't talk about it from A to Z all the time. You talk about bits and pieces. And so it's very difficult to understand the big picture. And I think if it is laid out in the documentary and it's actually, you know, aired, I think people will have a different perspective.
And I don't want them to like me. I just want the person that did this to have to
account for it,
finally say, I did it. And then maybe society won't take his gig away. Maybe they don't have a problem with being associated with a guy that's that fucking dirty. They certainly fired me for it. Did they not?
Sure did.
It's one of the reasons why they got rid of me.
Oh, I know.
But they got rid of me
because he was whispering in their ear.
And don't realize that the guy that brokered it was the guy you promoted. I mean, it's so fucking mind-boggling. And I know that you guys are all, oh my God, Bubba's insane. He's lost it again. He's talking about this shit. But literally, if I was to be honest with my listeners and our viewers, or whatever the fuck we got out there right now,
it
literally is my lifelong mission. I'll never let it go until you know the truth.
All right, justice for Bubba.
And I don't even need any fucking justice. I just need you to open your mind up and see
the truth.
And then after that, if you go, you're still a piece of shit, Bubba, then I'll be a piece of shit. Because I am a piece of shit. I didn't do, I did a piece of shit thing. But I've admit, I mean, like, I'm not trying to say that I am, you know, fucking boo-hoo Todd here. I'm saying, if you really knew what the fuck went down, you would go, oh my God, how the fuck can that happen? How can they do that to him? And how can they reward that guy? That would be like Charlie Belcher blitz,
uh-huh,
having a tape of Mark Wilson,
Tana Baker's Revenge, $20 cash.
Let's say Mark Wilson and his wife were fucking in the lifestyle, whatever. And, you know, Mark Wilson's wife slept with Tom Brady. I'm trying to think of a real popular fucking person.
No.
Okay? Mark Wilson's wife slept with Tom Brady.
Wouldn't Mark get very good views on Facebook.
Mark Wilson. Mark Wilson, you know, is a scumbag. And, you know, Mark Wilson's a bad guy, but all along, so Channel 13 decides to fire Mark Wilson because they don't want to be associated with a guy that, you know, did that, right?
Yep.
It's bad. But they didn't know, they promoted Charlie Belcher to Mark's job, right? Like, oh, fucking Charlie's the new guy, and we're going to do a new direction, and Charlie. Meanwhile, they don't know, but Charlie is the one that stole the fucking tape. I mean, it's just like that, is it not?
Absolutely, 100%.
But
exactly.
People can't wrap. They're like, well, that would be fucked up. They'd never allow that. Fuck Charlie.
It doesn't make sense. I can't believe it happened. I can't believe those series of events happened the way they did. It doesn't make sense this day. And they know now, and they still don't give a shit.
Yeah, they know now. They've settled lawsuits because they know now. So I was just like, it'll be my forever. And I know you guys probably clown me behind my back because I won't fucking let it go. But it's just such a fuck. Because you guys know
I couldn't imagine
the entire landscape of it all. Blitz, you know it from fucking from soup to nuts. You know the whole goddamn thing. There's nothing you don't know about it. Dan, there's nothing that you don't know about it. Lummy, there's nothing that you don't know about it.
Ed Bonebring, $20 cash.
You know that fucking Big Dick had something to do with it. I think 25 might have added something. I think Hamill might have had something to do with it.
Spice.
But obviously, you know, Spice is at the forefront. And here's Spice working for iHeart.
Mm-hmm.
He works for iHeart. Calta works for Cox. They're the ones that did it. I'm fucked. I can't get a job in Tampa Radio. I am fucked.
We're going to fix that, Bubba.
But the two dudes that fucked me
are living the high life. Yeah, it's bullshit.
I don't fucking get
it. It's bullshit. It's in the old days, we take the knees out.
And I'm the greatest of all time ever to be on Tampa Radio. I'm the greatest of all time to be. Maybe.
But this was 30 years ago.
Maybe I'm second. Maybe I'm second to Ron and Ron. But I'm one of the greatest all time.
What about Gil Whitten?
I'm third.
He did Florida Gardening on the Sunday mornings on FLA. That was a good show.
And you might be, but I'm telling you right now, I'm on the Mount Rushmore of fucking Tampa Radio.
Absolutely.
Throw in Bob Lasseter in there. Mm-hmm. Throw a fucking Ron and Ron in there. Throw a Bubba in there. I mean, maybe throw a Jack and Ted. I don't know. We got 9 fucking people, but I'm just saying. I am one of the greatest of all time, most popular, globally known personalities ever in Tampa. Ever. Maybe famous, maybe infamous as well, but by far. And that guy's available to fucking do great radio for you, but you won't hire him because he's the bad guy. You know, like literally there has been radio personalities that have killed fucking people that have embezzled millions of dollars and got to go back on. Craig, that Carlton guy, Craig Carlton, who went and did 18 months in federal prison for stealing $3 or $4 million in a fucking gambling fucking ring that he was doing. He did 18, nearly 2 years of prison, federal prison, and W fucking FAN's like, man, as soon as he comes back, we got a job for him. He was so fucking popular with Boomer Esiason. What the fuck?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. But we're going to fix this, Bubba. A shame is that if it wasn't 30 years ago, Lummy and I would take a fishing trip with a couple bags of cement.
And be off the edge.
Yeah. But, Bubba, we'll have the last laugh. Bubba, I promise you, I guarantee you, we're going to have the last laugh.
I'm getting old, Dan.
Yeah,
I mean,
that
this,
old.
This laugh better ever happen soon.
Although
have been keeping me young as fuck. Blitz, you see some of my fucking treatment I got?
I did.
Fuck.
You look good.
Dan's got my shit dialed in.
Yep.
Hold on. And the better I look, the more heat I get with Romina.
You're going to look like John Travolta
in
a minute.
Dan, you've got to fucking do those titties
tomorrow. Yeah, I'll fix it.
No, no. Like, if you do those titties tomorrow, that takes a lot of heat off all of us.
Right, I agree.
So don't go home tonight and give her a fucking ultimatum. Either you apologize for yesterday or you're not getting no titties. Just let yesterday go.
I'm trying.
What's that Fleetwood Mac song? Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Like, don't. Like, you know, it'll soon be here.
Yeah.
Stop living for yesterday, Danny. Go, maybe go and make sweet love to her, Danny, tonight. Go home and pop a 20 Cialis before you get to the house and just fucking lay it to her like you guys did.
Show your fucked up stomach from fucking burning yourself today.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Donnie, I hope my tits turn out better than your stomach. Oh, Danny, you know who's calling off the operation? Me. I'm going to David Halpern, who will not burn his stomach, Donnie. Danny, how much heat would Romina get if she said to you tonight, Don, I'm canceling tomorrow. I have an appointment with David Halpern in two weeks.
Adams.
I'll be like, here's your $7,000. See ya.
Let Halpern deal with you?
Yep.
Then you call Dave. Dave, don't fuck that bitch.
No, I'll be like, while you're doing that, I'll be doing a facial on Bubba.
Oh, man.
What kind of facial?
You and he's going to give him Botox.
Yeah. Facial and a Botox.
And liposuction and everything.
Yeah.
So, Danny, just do those titties tomorrow, please.
I will.
Are you going to make love to her tonight?
I'm going to try.
Bring the steam, kid.
Yeah, bring it, Danny.
Okay.
Papa 20, kid. Bring
it. Okay.
Like, make her do the Heisman.
All I can think about
make her do the Heisman. You know what the Heisman is, Danny?
I know.
When they're pushing that dick away?
I just keep it. The only problem is I got.
My one friend, he's a black guy. I'm not going to mention who he is, but he talks like this. One time he goes, man, you gotta make them. You gotta push them bitches off like they're doing the Heisman. I go,
we have no idea who you're talking about. It's good thing you don't name them.
Yeah.
Like that, you gotta push that. Them bitches were running from my dick like it was a track meet. That's what he said one time. Make that bitch run from your dick like it's a track meet.
That's so funny. I got this, Baba.
All right. Well, listen. You know what? I think we're gonna let you. I think it's time for us to say goodbye. I've gone ahead and belly-ached.
All around.
I've belly-ached too much. I think I've just, you know what? I think this show maybe got away from me a little bit.
I think it did. I was ready to have some fun, man. It got serious quick.
Blitz was over there fucking checking texts from bitches.
I was.
Got his missile out. I made it very self-grandizing. I'm so sorry. And Bubba woes me fucking year-end review.
I don't blame you for being pissed, Bubba. I'd be on fire. I'd be on fire.
Lummy's
every
over there
day.
Killing gnats. He's killed like six so far.
If you let your wife fuck.
I killed like seven right today.
You know, Blitz, and oh yeah, because you guys left fruit in the fucking in the sink and it brought the gnats.
Fucking Blitz.
Yeah.
Fucking
Blitz,
fruit in the sink? There wasn't any fruit in the
Blitz,
sink.
There were dirty fruit. There were dirty dishes and remnants of the fucking
that's
fruit.
That's from the fucking Nash brother. That's how long that shit's been in there.
Don't start lying to Bubba. Don't keep that bullshit off my fucking plate. It's because of those fucking, the gnats got brought in because of the fucking food remnants and the
fruit. Me and Lummy seem to think there's a dead animal somewhere.
There are gnats everywhere.
They're like all over the entire building.
Yeah, I keep seeing them flying around.
Oh, hope not another rat.
There's a dead rat, Lummy. Guess who always has to fucking find it?
Oh, fuck.
You on dead rat hunt? Dead rat hunt?
No, I think Big Red's coming. I think Big Red's coming. Big Red, before you do the shelf, can you find the rat?
He's coming tomorrow, he said. You find the rat, Big Red. Come on.
Yeah, what the hell, Big Red?
What the fuck, Big Red? Rat patrol?
Fuck. Building
Big
supervisor.
Red, try to find. Lummy, will you offer rat finding, you know, assistance, please?
Yes, sir.
Papa, I do have to go, though.
I know you do. You take care, my friend.
All right. I'll be good.
Have a good night, Dan.
Hey, happy New Year, everyone.
Dan, what time is Romina's surgery scheduled?
I think it's the first one.
7, 8, 9?
Like 7. Early. I think I have to start. I think I have to be there at 6 tomorrow.
Will you text me and say, I'll be sleeping, I'll be on pills, but will you text? I want to wake up like at 10:30 and I see a text. I like to see a text from you. I would really appreciate if I saw a text from you that said,
done and good.
Done and good. Good.
Okay. All right.
And then when she first wakes up from recovery, have like a picture of me. Like, you know.
You're on top of the bed, just a giant poster of Bubba.
Yeah.
She'll wake up with Bubba Army shirt on. And
like, Romina, listen, we good news and bad news. The tits went out great, but Dan went ahead and tattooed Bubba Army on both sides of the tits.
Yeah, so, a couple chevrons.
Yeah, a couple chevrons.
He cauterized it right into your skin.
Oh, Donnie, I got chevron cauterization. I do not know what to do.
I could cauterize it on her ribs.
All right, listen.
She's a nanu nanu.
Promise me I'll get that text, buddy.
Yeah, I'll text you.
All right, we'll see you later.
All right, see you guys.
We're going to stick around for a little bit here. Just for kind of a wrap-up deal. I don't even know how to wrap it up. I'm full hot right now.
I know you are, man. I was like, okay, we're going to have fun last show. And man, it got serious quick.
Well, I mean.
Conspiracy theories on Facebook.
But like Ed said, man, you tell that story, motherfucker. It never gets old.
Yeah, Ed.
You ever consider your show co-host isn't nearly as good as it once was being?
The reason.
Did you ever?
The guy has zero friends, zero followers, zero anything. He just created the account.
Oh, Josh Andrews?
Yeah, and he came on complaining about everything.
Well, why didn't we fucking block that motherfucker? Let's go like this. Let's go, Josh Andrews.
Blocking a motherfucker.
Blocking a motherfucker. Boom. And boom.
Josh Andrews, not invited.
Josh Andrews, sucking my dick right now. Because you know what it is to metaphorically suck a dick, Josh Andrews, is when you fuck with me because you started some fake account and then I blocked you and now you can't fuck with me anymore and you got to go start another account to fuck with me. And it shows that you're just not getting any pussy, buddy.
Yeah.
Nothing screams I have enough time to watch a stupid fucking radio guy on his Facebook at Tuesday night at 6:07 and analyze that guy and make fun of that guy. Nothing screams I need or haven't had pussy in years, Josh Andrews, because most guys are worried about getting some pussy.
I turned down pussy to get here.
Yeah, Blitz would be balls deep right now and some pussy spreading his seed all over.
Right, if he didn't have to go and fucking entertain the masses.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you, behind Dan's desk just looks like a bunch of fucking hillbillies.
Yeah, Larry Bird back there.
I got Larry Bird back there. I got a Kevin logo upside down so it just shows plywood. I got three broken down chairs.
Well, hold on. There's a blow dart target taped to the back of that Kevin thing, though.
That's me.
Yeah, Lummy's face is blow dart.
Lummy, I really want to look. You know, I really want to look more professional. Well, if we can,
I don't know where those chairs came from. Or is that from?
When's that tree coming down?
I think we said it's coming down on the 6th, isn't it?
I think we scheduled that.
We did.
Let me see.
Lummy, can I tell you what scares me right now? Hold on.
Taking it down.
Tree down on Thursday the 6th.
Yep.
I got tree down Blitz Thursday the 6th.
Okay.
On January 5th is Larry Plummer's birthday.
Hey, happy birthday.
I got monster trucks at Bubba Raceway Park the 7th, 8th, and 9th. Then the BARP party, dinner at Tate's on the 13th. Mm-hmm. Bubba 199, Bubba will need to be on 4 Xanaxes on the 14th.
Yeah.
And the BARP party that I'll be wearing my motherfucking silver suit that Buck from Charleston paid $1,000 for, is on the 15th. Blitz, of which my first motherfucking email Monday is to Orit saying, are we, you know?
Yeah, what's up with the
delivery
rang?
Here, girlfriend? The and then I got Lucas Super Late Models on the 31st and the 1st. I will be missing both days. That will be a show without Bubba.
Yep.
Hosted by Anna, Dan, Blitz, and Lummy.
Mm-hmm. Woo.
Then I got a week off. I mean, then I don't have anything at the track until I got the USAC Midgets on the 10, 11, and 12. And then I got the USAC 410s with some open wheel modifieds on the 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th.
And we're taking off the 11th and the 18th?
And we're taking off the 11th and the 18th.
Okay.
And then I got... I'm going to probably go to Tom Bean doesn't know it, but I'm going to see if I can go to Tom Bean's cabin sometime in March. And then in April, I'm going to take a trip.
Yeah, the second weekend in March. That's where you should go.
What's that?
What's going on there?
I got a firework thing I need to go to.
Oh, well, then fucking tell me that. Because I'll take a Friday off, and that's what you would need.
The 11th.
All right, well, let's just write this down, bitch. All right, so hold on. The vacation I'm going to take is going to have to be then. That's when I like to maybe go to the cabin.
Yeah.
So, Blitz, here's what we would do. We would take Friday off, the 11th.
Perfect.
That means you could leave right after.
That's exactly what I would do, too.
Thursday show.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. And then I might take off the 14th on my Monday deal.
Okay. Because
you know, that's how I'm fucking rolling. That right. But you'd have to be back for that.
That's fine.
And let me, you know, whatever.
Yeah, well, what do you think about May? Because you said May.
It may. Oh, I know. I'm gone. I'm in Reno in May.
End of May?
No, not end of May. No, 20th? Early May. Oh. Early May. I'm going to Reno May 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. And so you guys will be working all of
You're
that.
You're going to miss Mother's Day and Anna's birthday.
Hold on. I'm going to miss Mother's Day?
It's the 8th. May 8th.
No,
it's also Anna's birthday that day.
No fucking way.
Yep.
It's Mother's Day and I'm going to be with my dad?
Yep.
Oh.
That's full fucking heat. And Janie Cakes, I was going to hide it from her, but you know the bitch watches.
Yeah, it's on. You run Facebook. She lives on Facebook.
So
sorry,
fucked.
Janie Cakes.
Do you have to go those hello? Days?
Yeah,
it's hello. Also Anna's birthday.
Hello. Already booked the airfare, hotel, and rental. Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm great. How about you?
Doing great, buddy. Thanks for taking my call. Long-time fan.
I know you're mad because you didn't want me to hear the fucking woe's me story again. I'm so sorry.
Woe's me story?
You know, where
this guy
I talk
wasn't
about...
listening.
Oh. I was talking, you know, how I talk about how I got fucked over on the sex tape and all that kind of bullshit. I kind of got into that. People don't like it. They get mad
plus
at
Hogan
me.
Has a thermos cock.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I heard that in the Artie Lang interview.
Yeah.
I was like, great Artie Lang.
Did you really? No, really. Amazing. Did you really like it, buddy? For real?
Oh, absolutely. I did. It. If you read the comments as well on all the social media, I mean, you guys together would be awesome.
Yeah, but I also read a bunch of comments where it was fucking ridiculous, and we're a couple hacks, and we're a couple fucking has-beens, and you know all kinds of shit.
Well, they're fucking pussies and idiots. Fuck them.
I got into a little bit of an exchange with one of the comments. Did you see that?
Uh oh.
Yeah,
yes.
I told the guy, look, have you seen your wife? She looks as big as a fucking water truck. Did you see that? Blitz, there's this one guy, and he was fucking with me, right? And so I asked Bubba the Love Sponge, I said, hey, buddy. I went to his profile, and his wife's fucking beast. And I go, but have you looked at your fucking wife? She's a fucking beast, buddy. And then he got into, well, at least I didn't let my best friend fuck your wife. And I go, well, your best friend wouldn't fuck your wife, buddy. Look at her. She's a goddamn beast.
She's like fucking Rosie O'Donnell and fucking Medusa.
Anyway, buddy, what were you going to call about? Just to call about how fucking cool we are or what?
Yeah, how fucking cool you are. And as well, I was in a car accident earlier today. So what would be the best attorney for me to reach out to out of your three attorneys or four attorneys?
Now you got what? What did you get today?
A car accident. Who you want to know who to call?
Oh, fuck. I would either call Brian or Jay.
Yeah.
One of those two.
Yeah, because it wasn't even my fault. They hit me on the side, like on the fender, so.
Yeah, I mean.
How bad is it?
Yeah.
It's just paint. There's a little bit of paint of their car on my car.
Did it tweak your neck, yes?
Absolutely. Yeah. I stepped out of the car, shit in my pants. Yeah.
Did you go to a hospital or anything?
I'm thinking about it because, you know, post-traumatic.
I would think about going to urgent care.
Correct, go to an urgent care place.
Go to an urgent care. You know, pay the $50 copay or whatever and tell them that you fucking tweaked.
Mm-hmm. You got in an accident.
You
got in an accident and started feeling something.
And indeed, if you only are feeling tweaked, which I'm probably sure you are, that large of an impact on the fucking quarter panel. Right. And next thing you know, you got a C5, 7, 9, and 14 mm-hmm. fucking McGillicutt.
Right. Landing on
exactly. That's why I need a good attorney.
Yeah, I would call either you know, Diaco Law or Hunter Law, one of the two.
Awesome, buddy. I appreciate everything.
All right, buddy. Good talking to you, and good luck. You gotta, you know, get that fucking neck brace and that wheelchair ready to go, buddy.
I will. I'll give you a little Iggy.
All right, buddy.
Give us an Iggy.
Hey, let me. Can we please plead to Big Red about our Nat issue?
Oh, of course.
I just saw one buzz by me at indie type qualifying.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, we'll get on it.
Oh, so listen.
I saw it on
camera. He did fucking stuff. Motherfuckers like Rick Mears from 86. Anyway, listen. So, something I was going to say, I just fucking forgot.
Oh,
damn it.
Shit, the Nat fucked you up.
Nat fucked me up. God Nat. Dang it.
FBI released the bitches in here.
I'm trying to think. A conspiracy.
Yeah.
I just was thinking about something. I needed to say it. I really did.
Oh,
fuck. God
no.
Dang it.
Fuck.
Fuck, it's all your fault, Lum Lum.
Yeah, fucking Lum Lum, dumb fuck.
Okay, let me look at my notes here.
Dumb fuck, Lum Lum.
Oh, I gotta tell you, man. That chick on 1883.
The blonde.
Oh my God. She's 22, 23. She plays.
Oh, that's like
she
perfect
plays.
Age.
She plays like she's 15. The character what? She plays is like she's like 16.
Oh,
just becoming a woman. But she in real. But it's okay for us to talk about her because in real life, she's 23 or 22.
Oh, okay.
Like that's real life shit right there.
Okay.
But she plays the daughter of Tim McGraw and Faith Hill in this 1883 new series on mm-hmm. Paramount, which I love. But God damn is she fuck. I mean, I mean, I look, she's in her in the pictures. What's her name, Lummy?
I'm trying to look it up, the blonde.
You can't look up the blonde. You got to play the daughter.
Yeah, the daughter.
The daughter in 1883. Don't you know?
The one that plays 16, but she's really 23.
Yeah. Blitz, that's a game I'd like to fucking play right now.
Yeah, it's a good game. Hold on. It's a good game to play.
It's not illegal. That game's not illegal.
I didn't hold on.
If I had this chick and I'd be like, how old are you? I'm 23. You got an ID? Yeah, right here it is. Okay, cool. Can we act like you're 16?
Hey, I'm a fan of that game.
Okay.
Isabel May.
Yeah, right? Isabel May. Mommy, what the
that
fuck?
That like 22 to 24 ages?
No, that don't click that, Bubba. My thing didn't copy.
God dang it, Lummy. You're about dumb as absolute fuck. Did you send it to me again?
Yeah.
Thank you. I love you.
Thank you.
You had 9 seconds. Let me hurry up.
Hold on here. This chick, and this is her, Blitz, this is what she looks like on the show. Mm. Oh, you can't play any of it. I guess you
that's
probably
why I didn't send a video.
Yeah, you can't play any of it. But so this is
Isabella just, May. Is that
God right? Damn. Like, Blitz, there's her right there. Like, does it get any hotter? Blitz, I know you're a dick and shit, but does it get... Yeah, you got to take that down. Does it get any hotter than that, Blitz? I mean, does it get any... I mean, Blitz, so, you're a goddamn dick about everything.
My problem is I can barely see it because it's like teeny tiny on my screen. So
I'll tell you pictures of her, bro.
Yeah, but see, the pictures
I'm looking her up.
Don't show her in
she's 21.
In this role.
Oh.
She's 5'9". Like, that's pretty tall.
There's not any picture I can see of her that is sexier. Well, that's pretty fucking
the
sexy.
The clear, yeah, that one.
Then the character that she played. Lummy, can you send me and Blitz? You're not gonna be able to broadcast. If you could send me a trailer of 1883, where I can show Blitz the character that she plays is even hotter.
I don't see it on your screen, but on mine, there's like a picture of her just like in a white shirt.
Hey, Blitz, look at that. Wow. Now, really? Even you being the biggest dick known to man? So, Blitz, you can't play any of this.
Okay.
But I can't even probably play the volume.
Yeah, I see the audio would be the issue as well.
Right, but let me just show you the makeup and just how they
I can't believe you're into her.
Oh, I'm so...
That's not the typical Bubba girl, though.
But I know it's not. But I'm so into her. Here, hold on, right here. This is her. Oh, that didn't.
You
show
know, it's funny because like you're into blondes now, and I still like blondes. But
no, I'm not into blondes now. I'm into one blonde.
Oh,
one. Hold on. Now, Blitz.
I've been liking the dark haired chicks lately.
Can you see that?
Oh yeah, she's cute as hell.
Fuck, not cute. No, not cute.
No,
like
no, she's not cute.
Fucking gorge, stunning. Oh. Absolute fucking stunning. Oh, do I sound creepy?
No, not at all.
She's 21.
look now, Blitz, Lummy.
Yeah.
Look, the hat. Look at the hat, Blitz. Look at the hat. The fucking little blue dress.
Nice.
Little kind of pudgy cheeks.
Blitz should be all over this.
Oh, Blitz is just a dick.
He's in the dark hair chicks now.
Look at that.
I am.
Loser.
Now, does that get any hotter right there? Not an ounce of makeup, just fucking straight.
She almost looks Asian in that, like that still.
I gotta go.
Oh.
You gotta go Edge?
I'm gonna go Edge. I think Brandon's still edging. That's not her right there, is it? I hope not.
Oh, no way.
No way. She was cute.
This bitch is the hottest bitch. What's her name? Isabel May?
Isabel May.
That is like my new jacking off girl.
Sure.
Did I just say, don't write that down, Lummy.
Nope.
Bubba's new jacking off
movie
girl.
Or something called
Bubba's
Run,
new
Hide,
jacking
Fight.
Off girl. Say it.
New Bubba's new jacking off girl. Isabel May. Isabel May.
Hold on, Bubba. She's in some new movie. Let me send it to you. A trailer.
A nude movie?
New movie.
By the way, because of
Iggy McGillicuddy, $50.60. Blitz is just a dick.
He is. Say it louder, Iggy. You're the only one that can really say it and get away with it nowadays.
Blitz is this from Iggy. Blitz is just a dick.
Uh-huh, and Iggy's the only one that can say, oh, yeah, Blitz. Hold on. Blitz just popped a goddamn bone. It shows her with a rifle.
Yeah.
You bought this jack-off girl.
But let me. Stop.
Oh, I didn't know my mic picked it up. Sorry.
All right, hold on. This is her. And it showed her with a fucking rifle just a few seconds ago. Did they shoot this movie in the dark? Like, what?
It's one of those fucking...
But she gets naked, probably.
Does she get nude?
Probably.
Why wouldn't she?
I'd be having her nude every scene. Like, if she just go in the post office, nude. She just going to court, nude. She's going to pick up the kids, nude.
Just everything.
She just fucking she plays nude, high school. Girl. Oh, is it about a shooter?
In high school? Oh, jeez.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
It's an active shooter. Run, hide, fight. Official trailer.
That dude looks mean. What the fucking
Tommy
gun?
No, hold on. I don't think this movie might have already came out, Blitz, because it's 2021.
Oh, maybe it did.
And that's exactly what happened. Everybody had their fucking iPhones out wanting to get that viral.
I guess it already did come out. It was a nothing
burger. Well, she needs to stick to 1883. That's what's going to get her to the fucking promised land. Speaking of which, I got to go edge. I wonder if Jill Bolesky was watching today. Did anybody see my new girl, Jill, in here?
I did not see her.
Lemmy says, like, a new conspiracy theory is all the chicks left Facebook.
Really? Is there?
Remember, we started out that way.
Well, there's a couple of them on there, but...
So did I lose? Is Wizzy still here?
Wizzy, yeah, she gave 1,000 stars.
It's got a big gulp.
Yep.
And is that it? Jill Bolesky gone?
I haven't seen any.
Remember the old, what was that girl, Danielle? She's gone.
Who'd you make jet ski in Key West?
Eileen, gone. Yeah.
Collins.
Colleen Collins gone.
Oh no.
Jill Bolesky gone. Tina Marie gone. Trickney Ashley gone because she's fucking Bubba Light.
Yeah.
I hope so.
No hot chicks here. JC, you can try, buddy. But this is.
JC's got some.
He said they're all gone.
He's saying that.
What did I do wrong?
JC fucking scared them all away.
Yeah.
Heather Wiz, hot bitch check-in. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Hot bitch check-in. Heather Wiz, hot bitch number one.
So, you know, people don't like using Facebook mainly because they have to say their real name.
Oh, I love that. Oh,
I know, look. And they hate it.
Oh, Jeremy Nash's wife's on there.
I love her, and don't fuck with her. She'll get you in a full-blown chicken wing and beat your ass.
Mm-hmm.
And then feed you a chicken wing.
Yeah, she's the kind of girl that beat your ass and be like, oh, let me eat, fucking feed you and drink with you.
Country girl's there.
Renee, country girl. Well,
I haven't had chicken wings in a long fucking time. That sounds good.
Country girl, we'll see you for Barb, I think, right?
She better be.
Wiz will be at Barb. So far, And Laura Nash will be at Barb. JC, I know you're trying, buddy, but if we only got three hot bitches, Laura Nash, Heather Wiz, with a country girl kicker, then you know what? We're fucking pathetic.
That's it.
Yep. It's time for me to go jack off in a catheter condom, like Brandon the Quad, and edge myself to 11.
I need to get you a few of those.
Some pills and then pass back out and start this madness again.
Jay off into a bag and then pee behind it.
You guys have a great day. Mixture. I appreciate you not supporting me. I guess it's probably me, not them. I probably said some stuff to run them all off now, didn't I?
Yeah, no, not you, Bub. It's not you.
It's me.
You're looking just really good, thick, rugged. Biceps look good.
All right, have you been tanning?
No, I'm on some pills.
Oh.
That makes you face tan?
See you later.
You're on a face tanning pills? What the fuck?
Really?
Face tanning pills.
They have those?
Wrap it up, Woodley. Wrap it up.